9:14 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our chat with Mr. Keith Beaumont from Sun Group. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. How are you doing this morning,
Hey,
James?
Doing well. And I know we got lots of great events coming up here this weekend, as I was just mentioning, but we also have a little rain moving throughout the area today, and that is always good. But you've got a couple of auctions to let us know about here today.
Yes. I'll talk about a little bit about those. We've got our next one coming up is going to be a personal property auction. That's not going to be this Saturday, but it's going to be the following Saturday. So that's going to be on May the 27th. This is up just right east and north of El Dorado a little ways. We've got a lot of great stuff that's going to be in that auction. And it's going to start at 9 o'clock. And I'll briefly kind of go through a few things just because it is coming up here pretty quick. So we've got a 2005 Harley-Davidson Softail Deuce, super slick motorcycle, been really, really well taken care of. It's kind of like a dark midnight blue almost, I would say. Also, we've got Kawasaki T-Rex. Those are the side-by-sides. We've got two of those. Both of them are four-wheel drive. One's an 08, one's an 09. 750 is the size of them. Great little machines. One of them's all cabbed in. Pretty nice little UTVs. Also, we've got a John Deere tractor that's going to be in it. It's a John Deere 4010. We also got an Alice Chambers. It's a WD 45. We also got an Alice Chambers D17. Also got a John Deere 224 square baler, and also a New Holland square baler as well. Also got a New Holland rake. I mean, we've got this auction's pretty diverse in things because we've got farm equipment clear down to household stuff and tools and garage stuff and fishing and hunting stuff. We've got several long rifles, handguns, so we're going to have that. There's going to be a little bit of ammo with it. We've got a boat that's got I believe it's a 175 board over to a 200 Mercury motor that just got done. That'll be in that auction as well. We've got little bass boats, fishing poles. There's a four-wheeler that will be in that auction as well. We've got grinders if you're processing your own deer or for whatever reason you might need a grinder. We've got a nice, I think it's a one horse grinder, I believe is what it is. So pretty good sized grinder. We've got a couple engines. We've got a 3400 Toyota V6 engine that'll be in there. And we also got a 1999 7.3 liter diesel engine that'll be in that auction. We've got a Snap-on welder, wire feed welder. Again, a lot of tools, you know, wrenches and drills and, you know, power tools and all that kind of stuff will be in this auction. We've got a John Deere riding lawnmower, hole saws, weed eaters. We've got a Pit Boss that's going to be in there. We have some outside furniture. There's a lot of, if you're looking for the dog runs, the little kennels, we've got several of those. I don't know. There's probably, I'm just going to kind of guess here because I don't know the exact number, but there's probably at least 12 to 15 of those. So we'll be selling those individually. Got some chain link fence. Inside the house, we've got a nice dining room set, tables and chairs, recliners, matching love seat that goes with that, actually. One of those nice adjustable beds that you can lift up and down with a remote. We've got a lot of the turkey banquet kind of stuff, the NWTF chairs, and we've just got a lot of that kind of decor. We've got pictures, deer horns, lamps. Again, it's a lot of really neat stuff. So if you're interested in any of that stuff or a lot that I didn't even mention, get on and check it out. You can do that on our website at sungrouprealestate.com. Also on Facebook, you can go to my Facebook that I put a lot more pictures on. It's Keith Belmont Realtor /Auctioneer-Sun Group. You can get on there and find it there, too. There'll be a lot of pictures on there. Lots of more things that I didn't even mention. But anyways, again, that's not this Saturday, but that's next Saturday. So I want everyone to start kind of thinking about that. So, and then also on Thursday, June the 8th, 4 o'clock, we're going to be having a land auction. It's 161 acres with a barn dominium on it. So if you have any questions on that, I talked about that a little bit last week, but just give me a call and I'd be happy to answer any questions, or you can look at it again. It's on our website. So if you want to get on there and just check it out on there, then feel free to do that. Also got a new listing here in Fredonia, and it's a great business opportunity or just a good place to call home. The Eagle's Nest here in town, is up for sale now, and it has a total of 10 rooms. The current owners have connected two of those rooms and added a full kitchen, and that's where they live. This could remain in its current use, or it could easily be put back into two individual rooms if you wanted to. But six of the rooms are currently rented to full-time tenants. And so there's, again, just a great business opportunity. There's a nice big carport that's in the back that's got camper hookups and all that. Also, there is a house that comes with it. We're selling this all together. There is a house that's behind the property. And so anyways, pretty neat little place. It's a really unique place. A lot of little extras there with it. It's one of those things you just got to see. So check out the listing. You'll see a lot of pictures on there. But better yet, just give me a call, and I'd be happy to take you out there and let you have a look out of it.
Very good. Well, that does sound like a really kind of unique property. I always like those where they can have some living quarters and space in them. So, and you also said you're going to be doing a home inspection here this afternoon, and might be a kind of a good chance to talk a little bit about, you know, what does that entail? You know, you roll up on a property you may have never seen before. I mean, what are kind of the things you look for and the advantages of conducting a home inspection?
Yeah, well, a home inspection observes and reports on the condition of the house. So, I mean, usually when it's on the market to be sold, so whenever a buyer is looking at it, they'll hire them an inspector, or they should. An inspector, you know, will check out the heating and cooling system, you know, the plumbing, make sure there ain't no leaks, electrical stuff. I mean, you want to know, does this have the old knob and tube wiring, or does it got the upgraded? You know, you want to know all them things. Water, sewage, make sure there ain't nothing crazy going on there. I've had one spend some time back, but, you know, they had a sewage leak underneath the kitchen that, you know, they didn't even know, the owners didn't know about it. But the home inspector caught it and was able to get it fixed. And, you know, and so, again, it's pretty important. Otherwise, you know, you'd have missed that. So, you know, they'll check out fire and just all kinds of different safety issues that could be wrong with the house. They'll point those out to you. You know, in addition to that, too, the home inspector, you know, will also look for evidence, say, of insect infestations, you know, rather if there's been termite damage, or maybe there is termites in there, or other bugs, you know. But they'll point those things out. And recommend if you need to get a termite inspection, you know, because if they see that, you're going to want to get a termite inspector in there and assess that damage. And if there's live termites in there, how do you go about treating them? So something else that they'll point out, you know, is there been any water damage? Is there water damage? Is there leaks? These are all the things the inspectors are going through there and looking for. Mold. You know, they're crawling around underneath the house, up in the attic, looking around. You know, do you see mold from previous water damage? Is there, you know, fire damage? Just any other issues that may affect the property's value and things that you would want to know. So potential home buyers often hire, you know, home inspectors to research the property and to acquire a written report that details its condition, including assessing necessary or recommended repairs, maintenance concerns, and any other potentially costly issues. The home inspector will evaluate the physical structure of the home, you know, from the foundation to the roof. And to make sure that everything's up to code or where it should be. So, again, they crawl around. They'll be everywhere from the top to the bottom. Some of them even use the drones now, you know, to get up there and look down on the roof and look at it that way. But there's all kinds of ways of doing it, but they'll be all over that home. And a home inspection can tell a buyer a lot about the property, obviously, you know, and it's going to save them a lot of money and aggravation down the road. For sellers, you know, having a home inspection done before putting it on the market, that can also be a huge help to them. So I know usually, typically, the buyers are getting these things, but it's also not a bad idea for the sellers to have one if you're thinking about getting your property and getting ready to put it on the market. It's not bad to go ahead and have one if you want. You certainly don't need to, but it could help you later during, you know, when you go to sell that house and you're, instead of having to negotiate all that stuff out, you're kind of already aware of what, you know, of what kind of things are and issues are wrong. So you can go ahead and correct those issues, or you can go ahead and disclose those issues up front, you know, when someone looks at it. So it's more for buyers, but it's also, a seller can definitely get some great benefits out of getting one done as well. So, a home inspection is going to evaluate the whole property and make the buyer kind of aware of what's going on, and gives them the option to say, okay, what are we going to do? Are we good? Did the home inspection turn out good? Can we move on to closing? Do we need to renegotiate the sales price? Because when the inspector got in there, it found this and found that, and maybe we need to go back to the negotiating table and renegotiate something. You can just request repairs. Maybe the buyer says, you know, this and that was wrong. I think you should get that fixed. You get it fixed. You know, we'll be happy and we'll move on. So that's another option. Or if it's bad, I mean, you go out there and they found some really bad stuff in there. There's always the option then to cancel the sales contract and just get out of the deal. So, all in all, a home inspection is not the same as a home appraisal, too. I should say that. So, home appraisals is required from a lender to determine the value of the property. And sometimes people get those things mixed around, and it's not. So, again, the home inspection is there to check out the condition of the home and to point out things to you that, again, may cost you money or some big issues down the road. So home inspections, 100% worth it. I recommend anyone to get one if they're buying something. Even if you're selling, it's not a bad idea, again, to have one if you want it. But definitely if you're buying something, you want to know kind of what you're getting into. And I've seen that where people have waived the right to get those inspections. And sometimes that's not been a problem and everything's been okay. But there certainly has been problems with that. I've seen that on the other side where it didn't turn out very good. Someone waived the inspection and it ended up costing them thousands of dollars later because once they got moved into the house, they found out that there was mold in it, and nobody knew that. You wouldn't have known it until you got underneath the house and looked around and knew that there was a mold leak and it had mold growing places. It's worth every penny you spend in a home inspection, and I'm going to tell you they're not that expensive when compared to thousands of dollars worth of things that you could spend it on. Just like the example I just kind of talked about there, home inspection that's, you know, under way under $1,000 costs several thousands of dollars. Now, had that buyer knew those issues were there, kind of the things I mentioned earlier, that, you know, a few things could have happened. They could have renegotiated the sales price of the contract. They could have requested that it got repaired or just simply walked away from it. So, again, it's real important. I push those a lot. Like you mentioned earlier, I'm getting ready to go to one here around 10 o'clock. And so they're, again, really worth it. And if you have an inspection done, go there and meet your inspector. You can do that and go through it with them. You'll learn a lot, and you'll be able to answer questions as they're doing that. So just another kind of idea about that. So anyways, that's kind of my spill on inspections today. Super important, and I definitely recommend them. So.
For sure. And, you know, even you talked about drones. I mean, in the broadcast industry, the drones are being increasingly used to check out towers because obviously it's a lot cheaper to send up a drone than to hire a tower climber to go up there and look. And there's only so much you can see with binoculars. So there's it's kind of neat to see the application of some new technologies. And even you're talking a big pasture, that sort of thing, which I know you guys deal with. You can fly a drone over there and see things that you really can't see from the ground. Or a lot harder to see from the ground. You know, that could be a lot of trudging to get through some property to try to see what's in the middle of it.
Absolutely, yeah. And so all that the new technology stuff like that is awesome. You know, them drones are really cool. Like you said, you can really get up there, and not only does it help when they're doing looking at roofs and all that, but even when we're out flying them. You know, I have one I use, and I get pictures with it and stuff, but also. Not just am I getting pictures, but I'm learning, like you said, about the property a little bit more. So all that stuff's, super, super handy.
For sure. Well, if anyone is interested in maybe getting scheduled for a inspection, or maybe they have questions for any other question for you, I mean, a lot of people, we've even had some folks call up in line who are looking for, you know, someone to do an auction. So if people have any sort of a need, what's the best way to get a hold of you and take advantage of some of the services you guys offer?
Yep. If you have any auction real estate questions or want to do anything like that, just give me a call. Best way to get a hold of me is on my cell phone. It's 316-680-5131. And we're also got an office here in Fredonia, also in El Dorado as well. But I'm down here in Fredonia. We're right downtown on the square, kind of the northwest part of that. You'll see our office. We've got our logo and everything in the window, so we're not hard to miss. And stop in, give me a call. Be happy to talk with you. Again, my number is 316-680-5131.
Okay, well, Mr. Keith Beaumont, do appreciate you coming by, letting us know all the good things that are going on, and look forward to chatting again soon, and hope you have a great weekend.